A few weeks ago, we spoke about the issue of mass migration and the whole focus in international media on Calais. And what has come to the fore is that refugees in multitudes, migrants from different parts of the world, Afghanistan, Syria, were attempting to enter the UK in the hope of a better life, in the hope of a better future. And many of them were stuck in the vicinity of Calais in refugee camps and under very difficult and challenging circumstances. And at the time, we spoke to Russia Today's UK correspondent, Laura Burden-Manley, and she joins us once again this morning on the line, this time from London. Laura, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome. Laura, can you hear me? Good morning and welcome. We seem to have some sort of a problem there. Let's see if we can get Laura back on a line and a clearer line so I can talk to her. Laura, can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Very well, thanks.
We understand that you've now returned to London, but you are keeping a very keen eye on developments in Calais from London. Is the situation getting better or is it getting worse?
Well, that really depends on which perspective you see it from the migrant perspective inside of Calais, and I have been keeping a very close eye since I came back to London. There are still 3,000 migrants inside what they call the jungle camp in Calais. So essentially this is a tent city. The doctors who are there at the moment are extremely worried about these migrants, considering they are getting all sorts of illness. Scabies is at the top of the list. They are afraid there could be an outbreak of cholera. And many of them, and I certainly witnessed this when I was there, are seriously injured from trying to scale the fence in order to infiltrate the border to enter into the UK. Now, when you say, is the situation getting better or worse, if you see it from the French government perspective and UK government perspective, the UK is putting in around £22 million in order to put up fences throughout France to prevent the migrants from entering in the UK. Now, this has been somewhat of a deterrent. There have been less people attempting to enter the border. However, I did meet two Syrian migrants in France around 2 weeks ago, and they managed to get through the border and called me once they got here. So there are still people managing to get through. So whether or not this is acting as a deterrent, it seems that less are, but they are still attempting on a nightly basis.
Now, do you think that these migrants or asylum seekers have an exaggerated perception as to the kind of life that they can enjoy in the UK? When they come across the border, are they actually in for a shock?
Whether or not they're in for a shock really depends on how they're treated once they get through the border. There are around 30,000 migrants who are corralled and held up inside they're essentially detention removal centres, although many consider them to be just simply detention centres in the UK. Now, there has been a cross-party group of MPs who have called for an end to migrants' indefinite detention inside of these centres, and they're warning that they are unnecessarily detained, and sometimes for as long as 4 years under a system they characterise as expensive, inefficient, and unjust, but it's also the cost of keeping them. For each migrant per night, it's around £97. And if we just take one detention centre as an example, that would be Dungavel in Scotland. On the 7th of January 2015, it's just for one day, it costs around £1.5 million to keep the migrants in. So this is a huge expenditure on the public purse, but not only that, it's a deep issue for migrants who have risked their lives coming across the world. They've managed to get through the border into Britain and then find themselves inside these detention centres. Others aren't so unlucky, however, it is very difficult for them to find work. So some may well have a shock once they get here, and others manage to find work eventually, although the process for asylum is still very difficult.
What about mainstream media coverage in the UK on the issue? How is that playing out?
It's it's very difficult to hear you, but as far as I gathered, you were talking about the media coverage at Inside Calais. Now, there has been a huge amount, a significant amount of UK journalists going to Calais. So we are seeing the situation from many different perspectives. We have things at the BBC going over there who are reporting on the British perspective of how the migrants are doing. So they're talking about what kind of action the British government are taking, and then others with different views that are looking more at the humanitarian crisis. But speaking to migrants in Calais, they say there is less media coverage than there was a couple of weeks ago, when around 2,000 migrants attempted to enter the UK at one given time, and also when many people were dying. There were, I believe, over 10 since June 2015. So this was heavily reported on, but it seems as though that is calming down. But there is much more critical analysis of the situation, and it seems more pressure on the French and British government to do something about this issue, particularly the humanitarian crisis facing the migrants.
Now, these migrants, from which parts of the world do they come? We understand that they are Afghanis, they are Syrians, some reports talking of many, many coming from Greece.
Well, those coming from Greece are most likely to be some migrants from the Middle East. So whether they're from Syria, whether they're from other war-torn regions such as Libya, many of them are traveling across Turkey. They're then taking a boat, quite often in very precarious situations, to the first island they reach. Greece, which is just a stone's throw away from Turkey, that's the island of Kos. However, many are stuck there at the moment trying to get asylum papers, and the majority of them have now been put into some form of football stadium inside Kos, where they haven't had food or quite often water for days. The Greek government are struggling to maintain them, but some of them are still managing to get to Calais. But you have to realise, in terms of the grand scheme of things and the sheer amount of migrants, we're talking about 3 million migrants, for example, from Syria, and there are many other war-torn regions, including Sudan, Afghanistan, and Libya, that they are coming from, but a very small percentage make it to Calais, and then, of course, across to Britain. But it's those that are now in Calais that are having a big issue, because they're essentially stuck. They can't move to Britain, and they don't want to remain in France.
Finally, Laura, has there been a lot of criticism in terms of the way the British government and French authorities have been dealing with this issue?
There has been a lot of criticism, and this has been ongoing for a very long time. Now, the France Interior Minister, Bernard Sotonouve, and his British counterpart, Theresa May, are going to sign a deal this week to try to ostensibly alleviate the migrant crisis in Calais. So this deal will include attempting to secure the area where thousands of the migrants want to get to Britain. They claim this is to tackle human trafficking and improve humanitarian aid, but also to build fences. Now, we know that the British government put in millions of pounds into putting up fences around Calais, which many of the locals say is making it look more like a fortress, and they're not very happy about these fences going up. But also, I mean, this isn't acting necessarily as a deterrent. However, migrants are often harming themselves while trying to jump over these fences or scaling them, and they're coming, I mean, some of them have lost fingers, and others are seriously cut. So this is something that people have been very critical. They're saying that this simply isn't working, and by building more fences, it simply makes it more dangerous for the migrants. The French government were very critical of the UK last year. In fact, the French mayor was asking for the border to be moved to Dover, which is in the UK, rather than France. So it becomes a British problem, because these people want to reach Britain. However, the British government thought back and said, well, we are giving you a lot of money to help contain the problem. So it was a little bit of buck passing. That seems to have stop with this possible deal being signed this week. But I believe people are more worried that not only about how people are being treated inside of France, but also that there's now a new border going up between France and Italy, as one of our other RT reporters, Polly Boyko, has been reporting on this week. And that may well create another bottleneck of migrants trying to leave Italy in order to, in an attempt to enter to France.
Okay, Laura, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated. Laura, thank you so much. Have a great day. That was Laura Bird in Manly. I apologize there for the line that was not too clear. She's a UK correspondent with Russia Today. She has just returned to London. She was in Calais for quite some time. Calais is in France, and as you may have gathered by now, you've got these migrants who are coming through France trying to enter the UK. They have this perception that there's a better life for them in UK. They come from Afghanistan, from Syria, from Greece and other parts. And what's happening is that they're coming to all these places, they're attempting to enter the UK, and authorities are stopping them, and they're now stuck in kind of like refugee camps in Calais, and their situation is deteriorating. This concern about disease breaking out and the deplorable conditions under which they live. It's 26 minutes past 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We go for a quick Nasheed break.